From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. I have to tell everybody I'm looking at you today. You're not in New York.
We are in the same studio together.
Tell everybody why you're in Washington.
Well, I'm here for Book Expo America to promote Sudoku books.
So now I have to assure everybody that I won't be cheating on the on-air puzzle because I cannot see anything that Will has written.
But I'm hiding my notes.
But before we begin, remind us the challenge you had last week.
Yes, I said draw a 5x3 square rectangle, 5 squares wide by 3 squares high. Fill it with the letters Happy Mother's Day. Top line has happy, middle line has M-O-T-H-E, and the bottom line has R-S-D-A-Y. And the object was to spell the longest common word in the grid following the rules of the game Boggle. That is, proceed from letter to letter following connecting squares horizontally, vertically, and diagonally. And ask what's the longest common word you can spell following these rules.
And there was more than one answer, right?
That's right. I found three myself: potheads, hotheads, and matadors. And listeners found one more that I missed: hopheads. Hmm. Any one of those answers was counted correct.
Well, we had over 500 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle today, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Lola Spritzer. She joins us from Pittsburgh, North Carolina. Hi, Lola.
Hi, Leanne.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
As long as I've been able to send it in by email.
But you also sound ready to play, are you?
Yes.
All right. Well, Will, meet Lola. Let's play.
I will.
Hi, Lola.
Yes.
And Leanne, this is a great puzzle for two people because it's a game of categories. And maybe you know the rules. I'm going to give you some categories. Your letters are S-M-A-R-T, as in smart. And the object is to name something in the category starting with each of those letters. For example, if the category were girls' names, you might say Sarah, Marcia, Amy, Rebecca, and Teresa. First category is fruits.
Apple.
Apple, good.
Do we count a tomato as a fruit?
It technically is. Okay. Also tangerine, yeah.
Okay. A mango.
Mango, mm-hmm. Excellent. S and R.
I was going to say raisin.
Raisin, I'll give you that. Raspberry.
Oh, that's good.
And how about an S?
An S.
There's a good 10-letter one that ends in the same five letters as your last answer. It's a juicy red fruit. You might put it on top of an ice cream sundae.
Oh, gosh. Strawberry.
Strawberry. There you go.
The most obvious,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Category number two, places to visit in and around Washington, D.C.
Arlington.
Arlington Cemetery. Good.
Monticello.
Monticello,
it's about a three-hour drive.
Taking the word around loosely.
Tell you what, I'll give you Mount Vernon for that.
Mount Vernon's right. Better.
It's a little
and you
closer.
Could have said the mall right here.
I was going to use the mall for tea, but you
no.
Wouldn't.
These are hard categories.
They are, especially if you haven't been in Washington. I'm going to say Tidal Basin.
Tidal Basin, excellent.
For tea.
Yeah. Okay, right. You need S and R. There are several important buildings here in Washington, starting with S.
Supreme Court.
Supreme Court.
That's good.
And you need an R.
I would say Rotunda.
Rotunda,
but
yes.
Really? Because I would have thought that had to be Capitol Rotunda.
But oh.
No,
okay.
No, Rotunda.
Rotunda, Roosevelt Memorial, Reflecting
right.
Pool, all work.
And, all right.
Next category, team names in pro baseball, basketball, and football.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, Tigers.
Tigers
good
is a good
you.
Tee, yes.
Mets,
excellent.
The A's.
The
Athletic.
A's, the Oakland A's, excellent. S and R.
Back to the S and R's again.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give up
Redskins
for Washington.
Yeah.
The Sonics?
The Sonics.
Oh, very
Supersonics,
good.
Supersonics. Actually. Also the Suns, Spurs, Saints, Steelers, and Seahawks. Okay, your next category is famous artists. Famous artists.
Monet,
mm-hmm. Good.
Any?
All my art courses have just gone down the drain.
I'll give you Rembrandt.
Rembrandt, yes.
Right. Titian,
good. For A, there's a, several answers, but one of them is a famous artist of birds and wildlife.
I think you're looking for Audubon.
Audubon. I was going for. Also Fra Angelico and Hans Arp, you mm-hmm. could have said. And how about an S? Several answers here, but a famous one who was a pointillist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see Leanne has the answer. She circled it on her page.
Oh, I was going to get you a Sunday in the Park with George.
Yes.
Only because there's Sunday in there, I know this is Syrah.
Syrah, excellent. Yeah. And your last category is uncapitalized words containing the letter J. Any word that has the letter J.
Let me.
Like sojourn?
Sojourn, excellent.
Mm-hmm. Majesty?
Good.
Adjacent.
Adjacent, yes.
Okay.
There are several answers starting R-E-J.
Rejoice.
Rejoice, good. And all you need is a T. Think of what a missile has, what you would...
Trajectory.
Trajectory. Good job.
Lola, you did so well today. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Lola, what's your member station?
WUNC. Which is in Chapel Hill.
All right. Lola Spritzer from Pittsburgh, North Carolina. You are fabulous. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Will, something for everyone to ponder.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Joe Marie Privatera from Marietta, Georgia. Think of a five-letter name of a company that is often seen while driving on the highway. You can drop the first letter and rearrange the four remaining letters to name a dance, or you can go back to the company's name and drop the second letter, rearrange the four remaining letters, to name an event where the dance may be performed. What is it? So again, a five-letter company name seen while driving. Drop the first letter and scramble, you'll name a dance. Drop the second letter and scramble, you'll name an event where the dance may be performed. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org. Click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, it's great to see you again. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.